Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trending Night Zeitz. I'm Jack O'Brien, that's Miles Gray, and this is what is trending right now. The two words, did Mexico, seem to be trending, which...
You're like, what's going on? That's always weird happening when, like, half of a sentence is trending, because you're like, well, right. I don't understand. Like, what
everybody
is
had the same idea, the same right. sentence pop into like, their head at the same time.
Did Mexico Ron Mexico's cousin? I don't know. Who is this? So as I look, it's basically everyone on Twitter is responding to all these like riot fences being put up around the White House.
Oh,
so it's a new
right.
wall being put up, and everyone's like, so saying, like, did Mexico pay for your new wall? And
right.
they're just responding to somehow. Mr. Tough Guy now needs a fucking playpen gate around his house. I don't. It's so absurd.
Yo,
this guy
Jason Pardon on Twitter was like, "Is he trying? Like, is he writing the jokes so that he knows everyone will make so that like it distracts from the like really insidious shit that he's doing? Like, because that is just so writes itself type shit.
Yeah, but it also seems like such like old." Rich white boomer response
yeah.
to having a bunch
yeah.
of poor people out in front of your house. You're like, well, I got to call. Yep. I got to need a new security team. Going to need a bigger wall. Going to need cameras. Like,
right.
I also believe that too. Like, it's very just real.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish is tweeting, or is trending.
Yeah.
Because the Reverend Al Sharpton name checked her, gave
yeah,
her a shout out.
That or he was naming other people, and she was like, "You forgot me." And a lot of this was at the George Floyd Memorial in Minnesota. So a lot of people were kind of sort of did not feel good about that she was there and then was like, "Hi, can you shout me out at this man's memorial service, please?"
Wait, what happened?
She was like on stage with a few other people, like Tyrese was there. Like a lot of celebrities came to this memorial, and Al Sharpton, I think he was name checking a lot of the people that had come to the memorial service.
Mm.
And so he's going down the list. He forgot Tiffany Haddish, and I think she was just pointing out that he forgot. So it was everyone's like, I don't know. And Kevin Hart was saying like, Kevin Hart was there, but he tried to, he made it a point to be as like not visible as possible because he, for that reason, was like, this really isn't the last thing is that this is about me. And I think a lot of people, you know, it's such a painful thing and I get it. Like it's not, it's not the classiest move, it's but also like, everything. Like but why, Al Sharpton also, shouldn't have even been calling out. You should be commending the activists that are there, not the celebrities who fly in their private jets to get there. Like in that sense, I'm like, that's more Al Sharpton than even Tiffany Haddish.
But, yeah. That feels like some very like 90s old, old school media type thing where it's like, look at the stars. The stars are really out tonight. Yeah, exactly. Rock the vote. Jesus. I actually was just thinking about that. Like that, that's what used to be considered good activism.
Like edgy. Yeah. What was their even goal? I bet like it was so fucking non, like a non thing. Like it was just like, like never like, yeah, we're really going to try and like turn out higher votes where like there's like a disparity in voter registration. I feel like in the 90s, it was like, hey, man, let's get these fucking, let's get Jeff Ayer off from Virgin Records to get these people together to make this thing.
And then Vote or Die, of course, the even less successful follow up, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Jake Paul is trending. So his little stunt where he went to the mall to like sarcastically loot, I guess.
Or just no, I'm just trying to see what's going on, man. I'm trying to see what's going on, man. We're out here for justice.
But he thought it was funny. He's being charged now.
Criminal trespassing and unlawful assembly.
Whoops.
Dude, and then he had some like wild rant that clearly some like lawyer had written for him that he screamed on like what looked like a podcast he has, where he was like, he's like, white supremacy is, and he's like, look, like losing his place in like the Word doc he's reading in like a laptop, like unacceptable. Oh, no. Yeah, unacceptable. And it's like, oh dude, just I get it, you're just you like to flex your white privilege.
He definitely,
like that's all you do. You go to Japan, you fuck around, you go to the Ooh. Forest and film dead bodies, you fuck around, you want to go to the people who are legitimately outraged at like this country, and you're like, yeah, let's see what's up.
I honestly don't know if that's Jake Paul or doesn't he have a brother like Fred Paul?
Yeah,
or
Ron Paul, Paul Rand Paul. No, Ron Rand Paul. Paul.
Rand Paul. but yeah, he has a woke person writing for him because he was like marching in Hollywood, and he was like,
I'll be on the front lines.
Yeah, it's not enough to be not racist, you have to be anti-racist, which is true. But it was just
Google's
interesting to see
that, like Angela Davis
racism.
Quote.
Right, exactly.
It's like, oh man, I've been seeing this quote go around. Oh, who's Angela Davis?
And then a bunch of NFL players are trending.
Yeah.
And Tony Dungy. So Drew Brees was trending. We talk about a little bit on tomorrow's episode, but like he was trending yesterday because he was basically like just regurgitating all the shit that your like racist uncle is saying about.
I'll never kneel. I'll never kneel during the anthem. I'll never disrespect our country like that. I'll never disrespect the flag by kneeling.
Yeah, just like white supremacist, like. Passive white supremacist, passive racism porn, like for uncles to be like, yeah, Drew said it.
I'm so close, bro. Say the N-word. I'm so close. It's really all that shit. I mean, because it's really, you know, that his response is basically to all of this new civil rights movement that's starting to form in this country. His immediately response is like, man, fuck these people trying to get equality. Fuck that. Yeah. That's all it is. That's, you know.
Yeah, then he apologized, and people were like, no, don't apologize. You have nothing to apologize for, sir. And then Tony Dungy said, like, he has the right to say that, and I have the right to disagree with his statement. Tony Dungy is one of very few black coaches in the NFL, in NFL history, actually. Yeah. And, you know, he's more than welcome to say that, but that was another excuse for you know, racist people to come in and be like, Tony said it, Tony's the man, he gets it. So, you know,
He's like, but then we should be able to talk about, which is true. Like, obviously, yes, because it's not just, if we weren't able to change people's minds, then I think most of the world will just stay ignorant and racist. But I think the sentiment was more like, oh, come on, go easy on him. It's okay if he says racist stuff, guys, you know, but then we can talk. But Drew Brees has his apology indicated. He had no, that was not an apology. He was doubling down, basically, and was saying, it was one of those things was like, I'm sorry, some people don't like racism. Right? I don't know what to say, bro.
I'm sorry.
Sorry you don't like that.
Yeah. It's interesting because there's also like this dude, the Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback, Jake Fromm, who had like a text chat leak where he was like, they should make guns more expensive so that only elite white people could get it. Then he had to come out and apologize. But this is something that we talked about in like, I think the second episode of this show, but just like how deep the racism around the quarterback position runs in American consciousness, and just like how deeply intertwined that racism is.
The quarterback's like the overseer. You're in the field. The overseer is telling you what to, calling the play. And then everybody gets in line, and then he will dictate what happens from there. Like, it's, yeah, and you think about just how every black quarterback's like, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to a person to be a starting black quarterback. Like, it's...
Yeah.
What did you say? Yeah, like, who started a support group? Like, Warren Moon had
Started a support group for all, like, black NFL quarterbacks, and, yeah, it was just like, you don't understand the psychological trauma of being a black quarterback in America. It's like, yeah, it's impossible.
You think any of these O-linemen are gonna let a few rushes through, and maybe somebody, a few of these quarterbacks might get hit on the blind side?
Ooh, I would love it. First of all, Drew Brees can't even throw the ball anymore, so I don't even know why he's still in the league. That fool, the velocity on his ball is like so... He's just throwing it out there like, looks like I'm throwing the ball. He's also tiny, so I would love to see him get rocked. But the O-line is, you know, they're the smartest people on the field. A lot of people are like, well, the quarterback is your, you know, it's the hardest position in sports. No, the O-line actually whoops the quarterback's ass in terms of Wonderlic tests, like, which is a racist test, but it is like, you know. The smartest
football
people.
Aptitude,
right?
Whatever that is. Yeah, I think. I mean, if real life is like a sports comedy film, the O-line is gonna let these quarterbacks get a couple good ones in and be like, oh shit, I've tripped. Sorry, Drew.
Yeah.
Anyway,
my bad, man.
I was kneeling.
Meanwhile, we haven't even talked about the fact that NBA is coming back in July.
Hey, man, Lakers in four, huh?
Lakers and four.
That's just going to be the mantra. It's so surreal to even think that the NBA is going to come back, and then like my like Laker jersey that I like buried him. I'm like, well, I'm not going to use this for fucking 5 years. I'm like going to dust off and maybe scream in front of a TV again.
Yeah.
Same with the Premier League.
Only one. Yeah.
Both. I got two teams coming back, and I'm not like, I'm more like confused than excited. It's weird. Like
it's such
on
a
edge
weird
about
thing.
It.
It's going to be such a bizarre experience to like just sit there and watch them play in silence, hearing like the squeaking of the sneakers and like the whistles and like that's it, and just like people talking to each other. Like, it's going to be real, real strange.
I guess if anything, go like uncensored and mic the players and just let us hear that court for what it is.
Yeah, yeah. That would be amazing. Come on, Ho.
I started watching The Last Dance. That part where Michael Jordan is just hitting a whip. Come on, Ho.
Yeah, oh, man. Keeps calling Scott Burrell a Ho.
I was saying this off mic, but Scottie Pippen, if there's a GoFundMe to ensure that man has every dollar he's deserved, please direct me in that. I hope he made his money off of his Nike contract.
What did you think of the part where he was talking about how not going into the game was the biggest mistake he ever made in his career, like, and how it like completely torpedoed their like faith in him? And then he was like, and if I had it to do all over again, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah. He's cold-blooded, man.
He is cold, man.
But like, he's so like measured, you know. Like even when I'm like so crying for on his behalf as he describes things, he's just like so, you know.
Yeah,
and that's just me, baby. It's Scotty, and I'll do that shit again.
All right, that's gonna do it for this afternoon. We are gonna be back tomorrow with a whole nother podcast, and we will talk to you guys then. Be good to each other, and don't do nothing, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.